Yeah, we're talking about what happened just before you got evacuated, when you knew you were going to be coming to England.
When I would.
Just in Gibraltar, when you knew that you would have to leave to go to England. Tell me about that.
All we talk is that they didn't hardly give us any time at all. They were working underhand, preparing things. But the citizens, only the government, and the government here was the British people. Because in those days we didn't have, not now. Now we have for the training everywhere and everything. But before, no. What we used to do, on the quiet, they gave us I think it was 2 or 3 days, to pack up things as quickly as possible, and gave us a list with the things we had to carry with us, the most important things.
And what sort of things were on that list?
Mostly mattresses, pillows, blankets, the towel, things for disinfecting, bandages, things like that, if anything.
A lot to carry. How did people carry it?
No, the jeeps used to come and take it to the dockyard when the dockyard was there. And the male officers for the Navy, there were a big office there.
Do you remember your mother and yourself getting ready, packing everything?
Well, I didn't do much packing because I used to tell my mother, you've got to take this, whatever it was. And imagine my father, that it was by himself. My sister started courting. And good job, he was a very nice boy. And my father didn't, he had a brother, and he had died. So I meant to say he was going to stay here by himself. And my father didn't know how to do a cup of tea. He used to come home. My mother was a very good cook, because she came to work here, and mostly it was to clean the houses. She worked as a cook. She was offered up cooking, because one wanted the eggs one way, the other one another one. They had a housekeeper for many years, and this woman, housekeeper, thought she was the boss in the house. And this is out of the question.
It's very funny.
My mother used to say she was very funny, but she loved history. Oh, if she didn't know about her
father. So your father was left here?
My father was left here by himself.
In your house?
In my house, in police barracks.
It must have been terrible when you left.
Imagine all the women and the men were left behind. If they had sons over 18, they had to stay behind. If they were 17, they had to go with their mothers to England.
Awful.
No, with us, they made a fool of us. They played about with us like monkeys. That's the honest truth. But besides that, I've never had a quarrel with any English woman or man. And I've mentioned that in England, I worked with English girls. I was only, there was another Gibraltarian working in another apartment. But
What was your work?
Well, at first, they took us when we landed. Oh, it's such a mess. I'm making a row out of it, and you don't understand me. When we went to England, we went in a convoy, and the convoy took us 18 days to reach England, because the submarines and the Germans were after us. We couldn't talk loud. We couldn't throw a little bit of paper. At night, it was like anything. Sometimes the weather was lovely, other the bad weather came, like the Bay of Biscay. You used to go, people, old people, young people, vomiting, and imagine. The steps to go down, the holdings, where they used to bring all the, everything we used in Gibraltar. Imagine to have to, old people to have to walk, ever such a long step of solid wood to get the food, and then come down, and the street boy, boom, boom, boom. When they used to go down, they hardly had anything to eat. The youngest one We used to eat on top of the deck, and we ate something. The bread went all stained, and there was no bread. And meanwhile, not knowing where we were going, my ship, I don't know the others where they went, then we landed in Swansea, in Wales. We were just getting near the quay when the alarm went that they were coming to bomb. Imagine them, the bombs coming down, us reaching a place when in pitch dark, there was no light, blackout. And of course, they threw the bombs, thank God, nearer enough, nobody, nothing happened. We, after we had the Hollywood check-up, that we were clean and all that, for them they were very special, not realizing that people hardly had time even to wash themselves. But well, we landed there, and not sooner we landed there, they took us to the train and put us in the train. We didn't know where we were going. It took about 12 hours to get to Fulham. Then in Fulham, they were waiting for us, jeeps with the army, and they took us to the Empress Hall. And we stayed there for, say, about a year and 2 months, something like that.
Where was that?
Empress Hall. Mm. That's a nice skating rink.
Uh-huh.
In London.
In Queensway?
No. Fulham Road.
Fulham Road, okay.
Fulham.
Yes. Right.
I remember Lily Road it was.
Oh, so, I know, yeah, Lily Road, yes.
Which there, when we landed there, they had their bed between the seats for the audience. So many people there. The tables were there, all very well set, with a tablecloth all in white, all that. And we had to sleep there.
Hang on a minute, you're sleeping in the ice rink?
No, in the ice rink we used to eat.
Ah.
They used to have, we had to sleep between the seats. They had the small, and if it was...
So that's when you put your mattresses down.
See, to tell you the truth, there we didn't have to open mattresses because they were too narrow. And we had to sleep there. We were there, say, 5 days, and they started saying that we had to go to work because we had to help for the war. So I went to the exchange where we went, to get a job. They asked me how old I was, what did I learn in school, more or less, but they wanted to send me somewhere, and I told them, listen, I tell you one thing, I don't mind working, but I want to be very close to the Empress Hall, because I've got my mother there, and if I see that the bombing is going to be very, very bad, I go running and be close to my mother, and my sister will do the same. Really, only the other one was waiting to get a job. The others were going to school. And I stayed there, that was that used to make cakes, English meals, steak and kidney pies, apple pies, and things like that, sausages, things like that. Work? Oh, awful. For work, England, my goodness, they didn't squeeze you like a lemon because they couldn't, but not only to us. Mind you, there was only many, the lieutenant didn't want to work there. I didn't mind it because I was very close to my mother.
And what was it? Was it a factory making? What was it? A kitchen?
A very big factory. And you have to have a special pass to go in, because imagine, and the inspectors that used to go very often.
So were you packaging the food?
No. They used to have a belt, and one used to put the grease. The other one passed so the other one put the apple pie. The other
disgusting.
One, the bottom, first the bottom, then the apple pie, then the top, then some decoration, then the tray, and the other one on the rug. And we were there like that. To go to the toilet, you had to put your hand up, like this, as if you were in school. And the supervisor used to time you How long do I want to be there? Mind you, they never told me off because I didn't smoke and I was very straightforward. I was very serious. Mind you, that I was a light having a good laugh too, I'm being honest. But there the English girls knew more. And you know what I used to do? Sit down, smoke a little, and when the man in charge got fed up, just go, "Where is Mrs. or Miss So-and-so?" Boom, 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 just to walk there. "Come out, come out," and tell them what, and go then, the So I worked there, on that room, in the Empress Hall. I mean, that time the war was carrying on, the sun, the hood here, no one could be. I see the film sometimes, and that I admire it, they go, "Don't tell me that we used to wear those clothes," and everything was controlled to have a bit of chocolate on coupons, a pair of, imagine, what? More.
And did your mother, how is your, you could speak English well, or you could speak English, yeah?
Well, the English I speak now is spoken those days.
Yes, right. So, pretty good.
Yeah. Yes, I could defend myself very, very well.
What about your mother?
No, my mother didn't know what. Well, she could understand something. No, my mother, no. My mother.
So, did you have to translate all the time for her?
Oh, no. Oh, she used to go by herself and do the shopping because the blackmail, you know what it is, black market.
Black market, yeah.
Do you know what my mother used to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to buy a bottle of olive oil and used to pay £1 for a bottle of oil in those days that it was 30p or 40p, the money that used to make on us. And I never got up for that, but my mother, if she wanted to buy a chicken, something like that, on the... Oh,
so she would mime it, or she'd say...
She would manage.
Chicken, or
yes.
Whatever. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how did you hear about what was happening in the war? Did you listen to the radio?
We used to buy then, at least me, I used to love reading a lot, even before I went to England, because I used to do the housework. Imagine. I used to have a good wash, change my clothes. I had a big veranda with a nice weather.
And is this in Gibraltar?
Gibraltar. Yeah. And I used to sit down with a nice book and the boss and see the sea and the vessels coming in and coming out. And I used to love that.
Yeah,
I was quite... Little things made me very, very happy. And I took things very easy. Imagine we were 5 girls. They got married and I was the eldest and the last one to get married. Because I used to say, "You got married, and the husband, the children, this and that," and we all had children about, so really I knew what the children were like.
Yeah.
They called me the second mother.
Yes.
Because with my sister I was like a twin.
Yes.
Always
yes.
Together. If we went to the hairdresser, if we went to have a dress, whatever it was, the two of us
together. So yes. Let's keep going back to London, because
yes.
It's really interesting. So you read the newspaper and then you would tell your mother about what was happening in the war, etc.
Well, my poor mother, we used to tell her more or less, because everybody commented about it. And the majority of the people spoke Spanish, let's be honest. And of course we knew how things were here, because here some people were killed in Europa Point. A carpenter just married, she was pregnant.
And how did you find out about what was happening in Gibraltar? From letters?
Letters. My second sister, she loved writing. And she was always writing letters to the boyfriend and to my father. But if she put anything, the censorship used to cut it off.
And did your father send you money?
Ah, see, my father did. And and my sister's boyfriend, he had a good job and used to send her some money too.
And where were you living now? What were you? Were the conditions living? Did you have a room or a flat, or where were you living?
In the Empress Hall, as I've told you, between the rest. After that, they decided to take us to the York Hotel. York Hotel is very near, I don't know if you have known, Bourne and Holmesworth. Remember that shop in the corner? The hotel just in that corner. We lived there 3 years.
And what did you have for your family? One room, two rooms?
Ah, no. My mother had one with 3 girls. We had another one, my sister and me. And one later on, because it was overcrowded, for my brother to sleep by himself.
And where did you do the cooking?
The cooking? They used to do the cooking downstairs. They had vegetarian cooks in the lovely kitchen that they had, because it was a very nice hotel. Very nice.
Did you have communal meals then, all together?
In the hotel, no. In the hotel, you used to go downstairs, get the plate, and if you want, at first they didn't allow you to take any food up in the room. But later on, if you wanted to eat it upstairs, you would go. So I mean to say, if I came out from work and met my mother, she was telling me, don't go in there because I'm taking yours up. I've had mine, your sisters have had theirs. You can come up and you can have whatever you want, something to eat. Besides that, my mother used to buy the things, because my mother used to put the milk, bottles and bottles of milk, as if we were babies. My mother, every night before we went to bed, she used to warm the milk and give us all a glass of milk. I had, my parents were very special. They had children that they knew.
They knew, yeah. And what about, do you think it was, I mean, it must have been that women who had been in Gibraltar, just Gibraltar, never been out, what a big change for them, you know, suddenly London and everything.
Well, they all went to work. Then good money, not good money, because in those days, I remember, I used to work piece work when I was working in Wadey and Gillows, because up on the top they had 2 big flats and they had machines there, and we used to work for the government. That's another story. When they moved us from the Empress Hall, I didn't go back to, I said I didn't want to work there anymore, and went to the labor exchange and told them that I wanted a job the nearest they could get for me to the York Hotel. And I only had to walk 5 minutes to go to the factory. I used to go there, go and live up on top.
And did you go out and socialise?
Socialise with my sister. Saturday and Sunday, we used to go out, you know, to see the Buckingham Palace, the Mall, all the Science. Famous places. London, I knew it like this. And the addresses that I have completely forgotten because there are far too many. But when I come back, oh, yeah, of course, I know this place about so well. I used to go by every day. Imagine that I used to step out, cross the road, I had Bonner Norris well, when people used to go to the sales, that they were up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I never got up to for a sale. I prefer to pay more money and get what I wanted and look at it, not just thrashing about.
Yeah, I can't bear all that.
I didn't
either.
Like that.
And what about, most important question, what about the bombing?
Ah, the bombing, my goodness, we didn't have no shelter. They must have had a basement, and out of that basement, they must have built cubicles. But we didn't have nowhere to lay down, only a bench to be sitting down when they started the... We used to hear the alarm, boom, let's go down. And when we had a full moon, imagine that we knew that the night nobody would sleep and for a few nights, because it didn't stop. The Germans just, we didn't know it was coming on top. When you came in the morning, when they used to go up, have a good wash, go to work, you could see some buildings that had been flat, others, the glasses all broken, things like that. And the ARCAC, there were special guns, big, I felt so heavy. They were in the street and we were sleeping there. So it went like the Germans.
Did you see anybody killed or injured?
No, I didn't. I knew a girl, an English girl, that she lost her sister. But that's what I think. For bravery, the British people, women and men. That they can be very, very proud of themselves, because they lost dearest mother, father, and whatever. And instead of going to see the mock, they used to go to work. They didn't miss work. I don't know if it was because they needed the money or because they had to fight for the war.
Yeah.
They were very... Mind you, I was very quiet, very shy girl.
What was it? I mean, when the bombs were coming, what did you... Did people pray? I mean, what did people do?
With her prayers. I had my rosary there because of that's what I do.
Yeah.
Because I can't... Imagine. I can't write. I can't... now I'm watching television, but I need to have my glasses changed. I can't write at all. I can't read. And I get the chronicle, read the headlines with the...
Yeah.
Because I can't see with these glasses. I've had my injectors 5 times just lately.
Oh.
Because I've had fluid in my eye, which they told me that happens to people who are getting older.
Yes. Old. I'm afraid it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he told me, I've got very good news for you, Mrs. Ridgway, because this one is pretty bad. You won't see much more with that one. And mind you, I take my glasses off, I can see you.
Yeah.
And they think that I'm not going to live another 10 years. So if I see or a little less, I'll pass away. Gladly that I haven't lost my sight.
Yes.
Because that's the thing that
I'm
very, very sad about.
Oh, yes.
Because it's very sad not to know people and the tricks they can play on you.
Yes.
And you don't.
When you don't see them.
And especially when you go to a hospital.
Yeah.
They're very nice, they're very well treated, everything is very nice.
But that's a worry, isn't it? Yeah.
But you see...
But just take me back to London.
And
about when the bombs came, I was asking if people used to pray then. Were the or were they crying,
we just wait and see what happens. We used to pray at night time. Because that was a hobby. Mind you, I was brought up like that. We had Sundays, we had to go to church. Many times I used to tell my mom, yes, we've got to go to church, and you don't go. I said, no, Kitty, don't tell me that. Do you afford to think that if I went to church with you, you wouldn't have your lunch ready, waiting for you? You go to church, you pray there, put the money you can afford, and then when you come back, dinner is ready, and I am forgiven because it's not that I'm sitting down. I'm doing the cooking for you. My mother always used to tell
that's
that.
So nice. And do you think that a lot of people have told me this, that Gibraltarians were lucky? That's
something, a special thing saving them, because a lot of people that went to Jamaica, they went to Madeira, they went to Morocco, and to different places, not many people were killed. I know a man that it was night walking because, of course, it was a small hotel in Oxford Street, in Dean Street, I remember. And before we went to live in the York Hotel, one night they threw a bomb, they killed a man and a young fellow. The man's name I remember because one of the girls that comes here mentioned the daughter-in-law, he goes, yes, I know, the father-in-law was killed during the war.